Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every week, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there.
Welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. It's me, Sierra, your host, and I'm so happy to be back with you guys. So today, I'm doing a little bit of a different video. We're going to do an update on my hair. It's been about a year since I showed you guys my big chop, and of course, along the way, I've been trying to cut it, do tapered styles, and at this point, that's what this is growing out of. I am at the point where I'm ready to grow my hair out a little bit. I want to get some braids. I want to do different things with my hair, so I'm thinking about growing it out. I don't know, girl. I don't know. We still need help with my hair professionally, so we're going to get into that in a minute, but right now, I'm just going to go ahead and do my wash routine for you guys. I am using the Carol's Daughter Coco Cream Curl Quenching Shampoo. I think I've shown you guys this before, but I really like this. It's really soft and moisturizing. I find that my hair needs a lot of moisture, like it gets dry quickly. So when I wash it, I try to make sure I put extra in it and leave some of like the conditioner in it if I can. So now I'm going in with the Shea Moisture Jamaican Black Castor Oil Strengthen and Restore Conditioner. This is one of my OG conditioners that I loved like years and years ago. I'm kind of trying to figure out what my hair wants and what it likes, because it's like growing out into this next phase where it's getting frizzy, but then it's still short, so it's like doing its own thing and I'm trying to figure it out. So now I am also using another product that I've loved in the past, Mixed Chicks Deep Conditioner. I've used this for years and I love how thick it is. I love how moisturizing it is, and I leave that on while I finish showering. When I get out the shower, this is pretty much how my hair is looking. I haven't really dried it yet. I like to dry my hair with a camisole, and so I usually just wait and grab that and I flip it upside down and put it on and start to wrap it like this, and I turn it so that I can start to make it into like a head wrap kind of situation. And the straps actually help hold that piece together up there. It's not like perfect, but it does the job. And I usually kind of massage my scalp and try to dry my hair. When my hair was longer, it might take like 2 shirts for me to get it, you know, pretty dry. I actually like doing it with just 1 shirt with my hair short, because it's gonna be just like damp and ready for me to start styling it.
Hello, can you hear me? Girl, there is a vacuum cleaner right outside the door. Like, why? Why now? Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. I'm Sierra, and I'm your host. And it's been a minute. I know. It's been a minute. Happy 2021. Welcome into 2021. I'm super excited. Like, I'm just excited to be coming back. It's still a work in progress. I feel like I've been saying that for a while, but it's happening. It really is happening. Like, it's gotta happen. It's gotta be happening. So today I'm just going to be like doing my hair, kind of giving you guys an update with how I'm feeling about my hair. It's been like over a year since I cut my hair. And what are my plans for this year? Also, I'm going to be talking about how to love your hair in 2021. Because that's still a journey that I'm on, especially now that I'm on the journey to grow my hair out. This is the first time I'm saying that, I feel like. But I'm going to try to grow it out, you know. But I also want to really love and experiment and play around with it how it is now. And I'm having a little trouble as it grows out. I'm just like a little confused about what it wants to do. I think it's confused. I don't know. On our YouTube channel, on the Proud and Curly YouTube channel, I will be sharing a series called Hair Transformation or something like that. My Hair Transformation series. Because I just feel like my hair is not at its best. Like, I really need a professional haircut, one. And two, I don't know, like, I need to find the right products. I need to experiment maybe with, I would like to get, not only getting a professional haircut or style, but I also would like to try out color. Like, even if it's temporary color or a rinse or a permanent color, I don't really care at this point. I'm like, let's try something. So that's coming. And then also, I really want to grow my hair out so I can do like braids or something. I miss my protective styles. I miss waking up and not having to do nothing. And now that I'm growing out my hair, we got to do something. We just got to, I don't know what it's doing. We got to do something so we could be doing something. So today I have some samples that I've been using. Some of them are open and one of them's not. Miss Jessie's. I used to love Miss Jessie's. I really like this, the Jelly Soft Curls. I really love the Jelly Soft Curls. I have the Multicultural Curls sample as well. And I have Pillow Soft Curls. So I'm going to open this one up because I'm almost out of this, I think. So this is a lotion, and this is a lotion. Let's just use Pillow Soft Curls because I've been using Multicultural. I'm trying to find better products. My hair is like in an in-between. It's growing out, so it's starting to be a little bit more frizzy, like how my hair was before, but like it's still like short. So it's like just like, poof. I'll show you later, hopefully. So yeah, I'm going to start with this Pillow Soft Curls, but pretty much all of 2020, I was off and on about like kind of growing my hair out because it's quarantine, and then either me or my boyfriend cutting my hair at home, which I have several shots of, so I'll show you guys. We tried to do like a tapered style. I don't even know where my hair is right now. Actually, where my hair is now is growing out from where I kind of over my hair how it is now is where it's growing out from where I kind of cut it bad. Like, I cut it myself with some scissors in the mirror. I didn't even have two mirrors, and I kind of made like a mohawk because I cut the sides too much in the back, because I get like a mullet thing going on here, and that's just not what I'd be going for. And so I was trying to cut it. I can't see. I'm just cutting stuff. Like, what is happening? So, while this product is very silky, that's the only thing about some of these products, is like too light for my hair. I need something heavy to hold it down, to hold it in place. Because if it's light like this, my hair's gonna be like, oh, okay. As soon as it dries. And then I'm gonna look in the mirror later in the day like, oh, okay. Not exactly what we were going for in this area or in this area, but okay, I see what you wanted to do, and you just did it. Okay, cool. So I'm like trying to find the right products to kind of like tame my hair, but really get my hair to just stay in the style. See, I'm trying to put a part in it because it's growing out, and it just is growing out in different ways. So I'm like, maybe this is when I start to do my part. I don't know, I want it a little bit deeper. So anyways, last year I just felt like I was constantly trying to find a taper style. It was coronavirus, so I wasn't like, oh yes, let's go to a barber and get a cut.
Like, I wasn't even like that last year when I got my hair cut. I was nervous about going. I feel like I have a phobia or I'm scared to go to the barbershop. I have no idea why. I already messed up my hair myself, so at this point, you know, why not? Let's just try it out. Can't be that bad. But when I'm saying I want to get it cut is I want to get it shaped correctly. Like, I want it to be shaped right. Because right now, what is the shape? We don't know. We don't know. And it doesn't know what's happening. So, that's one of my goals for this year. I know I kind of just jumped in. But we're just doing, like, a chit-chat. Get ready with me. Podcast episode. Searching for new products. Want to try more stuff with my hair. Being going to get it done professionally and trying out more styles. I was supposed to have a video for my birthday where I tried to do finger waves. We'll just put in a few clips because I don't know if that video is going to come out. It didn't really work out. I feel like my hair might be too long. I don't know. I do want to try finger waves and finger coils because I think that's what I need to start doing for real to my hair. Is some finger coils. I gotta find my edge control because I ran out and Walmart didn't have it when I went the other day. So I need to go to Target. So when I go to Target, I'll try to take you guys with me as far as this hair transformation series. And I'm trying to find better products for my hair at this stage as it's growing out because I still want to do wash and goes. Like, I didn't cut my hair to be having to do all of the things. Wash and goes, but I know I'm going to have to start doing finger coils and then just figuring out, like, the best way to do my hair. Like, the best, quickest way to do my hair still where it looks nice. So I just have some extra... I'm just using this extra gel from my hair right now to try to brush my edges into place somewhat. Okay. This is pretty much where I end up with. It's very quick, super easy. Hairstyle and I just let it dry. But yeah, I just wanted to jump on here really quick and say hi to you guys, just kind of give you a quick little update. I'm all over the place, but I'm trying to come back. I'm in a new space and I have to create our podcast room, like our podcast setup. So I need to figure out how to set up the backdrop because this is a whole room for filming. Mostly for the podcast, but I also can do photos in here, and I have my seamless paper right on the other side of the wall where I could do tutorials, photos, anything like that. And then I have some ideas for like an area where I can get ready with you guys, and I just want it to be like themed Proud and Curly. So I'm going to be doing some like little makeovers in here as you guys, as we film. Part of me is like, wait till it's done and then, you know, film. But I'm just going to let y'all know that the background's going to be changing. So definitely check us out on YouTube. That's where I'm going to be showing you guys my hair transformation series. So every new thing I'm doing with my hair, I'm going to be showing you guys that there. And also on Tuesdays, I'm going to be switching between that series and also a Tutorial Tuesday series. So our new schedule, I guess, for this channel is Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Sunday and Thursday is going to be podcast episodes. Sundays are mostly solo, but I am working on something special. Like, I don't even know how to tell you guys, but I'm going to start to hint at it, maybe show a few sneak peeks here and there, but I'm working on something special for the end of February and the end of every month, so that will be another series going on, but Sunday and Thursday podcast episodes, and Tuesday will be Tutorial Tuesday slash hair transformation series, my hair transformation series. So definitely follow us on YouTube. And thank you guys so much for all of the love, like all of last year, all of this year, even still in this new year, finding the podcast, subscribing, finding us on Instagram and following us on Instagram. I just really appreciate it. So I know I was like, I'm coming back on my birthday, and I just had to take some time. I just wanted to take the whole month to myself and just really reacclimate. Like, because for me, my birthday is my new year. I know the new year is on the 1st. My birthday is on the 10th. So I just feel like I have 10 days to really get into it. And then my new year starts. But I still took time to just really get to where I am now, to be like, you know what, I'm just going to film in here and, you know, show how I'm doing my hair now, which isn't much. But, you know, this is where I am now, and I'm trying to grow. I guess as my hair transforms and it's growing out, it's been a little bit more difficult for me to really love and appreciate and embrace it. A lot of the times I just feel lost, like, what is my hair doing? Like, how do I make it look how I want it to look? How do I want it to look? All of that. How do I make that even happen? So that's pretty much what I'm going to be sharing in this hair transformation series. And so far, a lot of it for me is just experimenting. Just try different things to see what I like. And that's helping me learn to love it. And like, I found this little style, like, okay, maybe I should try putting parts in my hair because it's getting kind of long. I can't just keep, like, running product through and leaving out the door, because now my hair in the top is longer than my hair in the back, but it's not quite tapered. So that's why I'm like, I need to go to get a professional haircut, but then I need to, like, continue to style it now. So I don't know. I'm just going to dive in on this journey to loving and embracing my hair. It's a continued journey. Being proud and curly is a continued journey. Like, you have to continue to decide to be that way. Like, you have to continue to, like, say, yes, I'm proud of my hair and I love the way that it is, and I'm learning how to take care of it constantly. I really feel like hair, like, in different seasons can be doing different things depending on what products you're using, depending on the climate and what the weather is, depending on a lot of the things, how you're manipulating it, cuts, a lot of different things can contribute to how your hair is. So sometimes it just seems like your hair has a mind of its own, and it's doing its own thing. So we got to continue to reinforce that I am proud and curly, I love my hair, I embrace it, and we'll get there. We will really get there and get to our hair goals, whatever that may be, whatever we think our hair should look like. You know, it'll get to a point where we are like, you know what? Yes, this is it. So thank you guys so much for watching this episode and listening. Be sure to subscribe, like this video, and let me know what you think down below in the comments. Yeah, and I will see you guys on Sunday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and I'm so excited. I don't know, tell your friends, we have some exciting things coming, and I'm just going to be experimenting and playing and having a good time with my hair, with filming, with recording, everything. So I hope you guys are excited and doing well in this new year. I really hope you guys are doing well. Let me know what your goals are for this year. It doesn't have to be hair goals, but if it does relate to your hair, cool. I don't know. Let me know that in the comments of this video. And I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.
All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us us on Instagram. But until next week, stay proud and curly.